Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you from Lola and Ola Studios again. One more time, welcome back. On this episode, we're talking about, am I verbally abusive to my wife? There are five tips I want to share with you to determine the answer to that question. But before I get into that, there's a quick story I want to tell you. I came across a video on YouTube by a gentleman called Kevin Samuels. And apparently, he basically advised young ladies, single ladies, people about relationship and stuff like that. And that's cool. I think there's that we still need more people helping people like that. We see much more of negative videos with regards to relationship that people find more entertaining, that actually ends up hurting their relationships. And I'm talking reality TV shows and things like that. So anytime I see somebody helping people with learning how relationships work, that's fine. But I encountered a viral video from him where he was literally going in and bashing this lady heavily. It was very rude, was very off-put, you know, to say, for lack of better words. But a lot of time people engage in the blunt language. They talk about, they speak blunt. As a matter of fact, I was on a social media platform in the past few days called Clubhouse. And I heard quite a few people thinking that the way to have a healthy relationship is communications. I'm not disputing that it's communications, but what most people consider communication is just talking and being blunt, or quote unquote setting the expectation or setting the intentions. These are things that kill attraction if you have overdose of those things. So with that being said, are you verbally abusive to your wife? There's a good chance that you are feeling like you've been communicating, and in fact you've been killing the vibe, killing the relationship with your wife by being quote unquote being the communicator, basically the talkative of the relationship. Believe me when I tell you this, I am the one that's considered, I don't think so, but I am the one that's considered, at least by my wife, to be the one that talks the most in our relationship, in my marriage, right? But what I find is that it really doesn't matter if I feel like I'm not the talkative. It doesn't matter if I feel like I am not the talker. What matters is tip number one. It's her opinion. If she feels like you're verbally abusive, that's as valid as it gets. The feelings have to be validated. You have to validate that feelings by paying attention to it and see how you can adjust things, because the feelings are powerful enough to determine the direction of your relationship with your wife. So tip number one, it's her opinion. So you have to listen to it. Even if you disagree with it, you have to pay attention to it and see what she's trying to say, see what kind of action you've been taking that makes her feel like you're talking too much or verbally abusive. If you do that, it doesn't mean you are agreeing that you are verbally abusive. It just means you're paying attention to whatever she's interpreting as verbal abuse, and then you can fix that, okay? You can adjust or pivot, if you will, accordingly, because at the end of the day, you care about the relationship, and that's why you're asking, are you verbally abusive to your wife? She must have been saying it. Tip number two, you need a full tank of patience. Okay, so I was talking about Kevin Samuels earlier. Towards the end of that viral video, he actually lost his cool and hung up on the lady. And I know this is not his wife, but in my opinion, if you are going to win in your relationship with your wife, you have to treat ladies in general with a certain level of respect and patience. Okay, much more importantly, the patience. You can't lose your cool. If you lose your cool, I don't care how long it took, you can at least say, if you don't mind, let me take care of some business and we'll come back to this conversation later. You have to be polite with the way you dismiss the situation, even if you have to dismiss the situation. Sometimes it's true, you have to dismiss the conversation because it's just not getting anywhere. But you want to be polite. You don't want to be dismissive about it. You don't want them to, particularly, you don't want them to feel like you dismiss them. Okay, this is something I'm personally still working on. Sometimes I just don't want the toxic argument and I come off as dismissive. It's a heart, it's not an exact science, something you have to learn with respect to the particular person you're dealing with and their and their the word I'm looking for there, and their personality. Okay, so you need to tip number two, you want to make sure you engage these conversations with a full tank of patience, infinite patience. You can't lose your cool. Tip number three, engage active listening. Okay, if she says you're verbally abusive, well, the first quick step to really nipping that in the bud is stop talking so much, even if it's you're correcting, right? There's a lot of people that are just they have good intentions, they just want to correct something and it comes off as verbally abusive and controlling. And remember tip number one, if it comes off as abusive and controlling and manipulative, then it is what it is, because it's a relationship, and just 50% is all you need to make that a full-blown opinion that will control the dynamics and the direction of your relationship. So instead of talking so much, don't just shut up, because that would be dismissive. Engage active listening, okay? And I would say, repeat what she's saying back to her and ask her to tell you more. Tip number four, abuse is very likely unintentional, okay? There's a lot of abuse going on in relationships and marriages, and they're just unintentional. Like, nobody comes into a marriage to want to be abusive, but sometimes when we lose our cool or the way we conduct ourselves in the middle of crisis, will come off as abusive to the other person. But keep in mind, there's a crisis going on. What you will find in a lot of relationships and marriages out here is that people are engaging their wife, and then they end up with a crisis, and they just, you know, when you call a crisis and everybody has lost their cool, or there's a active argument and fighting, bickering going on, then clearly nothing is intentional. Everything is reactive, and that's not what you want to do. Tip number five, reverse engineer corrections into our idea. Okay, like I said earlier, a lot of times the intentions is to correct something that you feel like may be wrong, but your intentions are overrated. Your intentions, in fact, your actions is being received as verbally abusive. And if it's being received by 50% of the relationship as verbally abusive, it is, in fact, unfortunately, I have to tell you, that's verbal abuse, at least for now. Because remember, it's the feeling that counts. If they feel like it's verbally abusive, it is verbally. So instead of trying to correct, instead of engaging in, I just got to be blunt and correct you as it comes, right? Instead of doing that, why don't you... This is a marriage. This is a relationship. You need to find ways to reverse engineer your corrections into our idea. Okay? So how do you do that? This is a very big topic. You need to learn how to ask qualitative questions. There are questions that you will ask and you think they are qualitative. I'm guilty of this. And they're actually coming off as manipulative, and they're coming off as condescending. You want to avoid those type of questions. You want to really master the skills of asking quality questions. So things like, so you're saying, so are you saying that I come off a little bit abusive? I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't mean to be abusive. Can you tell me what that looks like when I'm abusive? Because there's a good chance I'm not aware I'm being abusive. See, if you talk in that calm manner, you basically, and if you do that repeatedly, not just one time, if you start doing it consistently, she will start feeling safer around you. And then she will also give you a lot more passes, even when you're upset, because you're still a human being. But right now, the work is going to be on your part in order to reverse all that verbally abusive, negative energy. You want to reverse that? You have to put in some work, and you have to be consistent until she starts feeling safe again. But I'm telling you right now, there's a good chance that you were just being blunt. That's why blunt is a terrible way of communicating in a relationship. You listening is the best way to communicate. Less talking is the best way to communicate in a relationship, especially if you're a man trying to communicate with your wife. That's all I have for you on this episode. If you want more of this kind of material, why don't you right now go to lolaandola.com, or you can simply go to getmymarriageback.com, download the book for free, read that book 10 to 15 times, and I will see you on the next video. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the thumbs up button, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.